This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. And coming up, I know that nobody, you wanted to talk to Mark about his whole ZA thing that he's been promoting on the air, and I don't think we had a chance to really discuss it enough on Saturday night toward the end of the show, so that's on the way. Plus, I did mention this story the last time I was on the air, and I don't think we got to it. The 80-year-old woman who was kicked out of a hospital for holding her husband's hand.
Oh, God, this is such a tragic story.
Wow.
From CBC.ca, that's the government news source, quote-unquote news source in Canada. Kim Cravatin and her family have been navigating the changing COVID-19 restrictions at a New Brunswick long-term care homes and hospitals since the pandemic began. The Riverview woman understands the need to keep vulnerable populations safe, but believes there should be more compassion for people like her and her father, who has Alzheimer's and is living in a hospital as he waits for a nursing home bed. Quote, he can say a few words, but he really can't communicate, she said of her dad, Kendall Terrace. She said further, the only way that we can really communicate with him is through touch. It's through holding his hand, talking to him, and hugging him. He still responds to a hug. He responds with hugs. He'll hug you back if you hug him. Terrace had been in a special care home, but his condition deteriorated quickly when visits were suspended early on in the pandemic, and he was transferred to the Moncton Hospital in July.
This is documentable and clearly observed among people with dementia.
You mean where they slip away if they can't contact their loved ones?
Much more quickly. Yeah, they're going to, in all likelihood, slip away no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But it's their loved ones is the thin floss that holds them to, whatever we call sanity, right?
Mm.
And it's sad to think that somehow the government, and all they're listening to all these experts who have been proven wrong again and again and again.
But why do we say experts then? Why don't we just say morons?
I think it's probably a better term. I don't know, because that's the term that people want to identify them with, and I don't know what else to do. You're going to call them an expert, so...
Well, they're not an expert if they don't know anything, though. They're just guessing.
Right, and this is the thing, is that imagine for a second that you were a pandemicist or whatever the term, an epidemiologist or whatever. And you're...
Skin doctor?
Presume you have to set up, and also, you don't care about human freedom, right? Like, these two factors. Now,
this is getting hard to play.
I know
it is.
So, the government comes to you and says, how should we handle this disease? It doesn't matter what the disease is. Probably the single best way to not spread the disease is for people not to go around each other, right? But if they are going to go around each other, they should probably be wrapped in cellophane or something.
I mean, if they don't go around each other at all, they'll die. So am I interested in keeping them alive or preventing them from dying of this particular disease?
You're an epidemiologist, not a behavioral scientist.
Okay.
So,
because the easiest way to prevent anybody from dying of this disease is just to nuke the country off the face of the earth. Then everybody dies of something else before they have a chance to die of this disease, and I've got a perfect record.
There you go. And that's kind of the problem is that you're asking people who can only fail, right? You can only fail with your plan, whatever your plan might be, in setting up this system. Because, all the deaths, right, Kamala Harris said about Trump that he was responsible for 200,000 deaths. Right. She and Biden today,
and they're up to 500,000 now, so she must be responsible for 300,000.
I'm not sure when she's going to start taking responsibility for deaths in this country.
Well, I think we should give it to her. If she's going to hand it out, she should take it back.
And indeed, it's a good question. On what day does Joe Biden, and therefore Vice President Harris, on what day do they become responsible for the deaths in the United States? And which deaths do they become responsible for? If a gang member shoots another gang member in some urban place in the United States, are they responsible for that?
Never.
Or only if the
Trump.
Gang member who gets shot has tested positive for COVID, because then he's going to be written up as a COVID death.
Right. I mean, is Trump responsible for everybody ate too many hamburgers and died of obesity?
Everyone who dies during Biden's administration, it will be Trump's fault because he didn't act soon enough.
No, I think we should blame Biden for Biden's death. We blame Trump for his.
No, but I'm just saying that that's what they're going to say. They're going to blame Trump, because if Trump had only acted the way Joe Biden would have acted, then everything would have been
that's
solved.
That's the really great thing
it's
about
hard to say how Joe Biden would have acted, because when Trump said he was going to cut off flights from China, Biden called him a racist, and then Biden got upset that he didn't cut off flights from China. Now Biden's got a plan not to let people from travel to certain from certain countries, so I guess he's a racist now.
Oh, he's definitely a racist.
Well, don't forget,
he is a racist, and he's got a weird thing about his leg hair too. Yes, I don't get that.
Biden, immediately when Biden becomes president, the CDC changes the definition for what a case of COVID-19 is.
Yeah,
so cases are falling dramatically right now.
Oh, sure. If you turn down the gain on the testing,
that's what they
did. You're going to have fewer things. What I don't understand is, do they not know that this is transparent? Do they? I mean, there are some that are diehard Democrats who are true believers that, you know, everything that Trump does is bad because Trump does it, and if Biden comes along and does exactly the same things, it'll be good.
That's right.
Because it's Biden doing it.
Well, but there are some diehards.
Crackdowns.
But outside of the media, there aren't that many of those people. They just happen to all work for TV stations for some reason.
I'm sorry, you're mistaken on this one, Rich. I mean, you're giving far too much credit to the voting public. More people voted in this election than have ever voted in an election before, which means the numbers of what we call low-information voters skyrocketed. If you asked a low-information voter why they chose not to vote for Donald Trump, or why they chose to vote for Biden, their answer would be unsatisfying, right? And those people are not going to go back and check their own work, okay? They're not going to be like, oh, I wonder if I voted correctly for the right reasons. They did something patriotic, in many cases, something they've never done before in their lives. They stopped racism in its tracks. Because they stopped Orange Hitler, or whatever this ridiculous nonsense is.
Well, now they've got a guy who literally believes that blacks and Hispanics from both the inner city and the rural areas, so all of them, cannot find their way out of a paper bag on the internet. They don't know how to go to a website.
How can you get in a paper bag on the internet?
It's an expression.
Okay.
He said basically that they don't know how to use the internet. He said that.
Yeah, I know he said it. Yeah. And
this is a man who's too senile not to molest children on camera. I mean, you never know what he's going to say. He should actually be really entertaining.
Yeah, I'd like to see how he does on the internet.
If you're going to write a check to a particular ethnicity throughout the last several decades, there haven't been a lot of calls from that ethnicity calling the people who are willing to write those checks or send money that way, racists, right? Like, so long as you're willing to segregate people by race, and by doing that, give more money to the people of that particular race, it's unlikely that people who have a microphone will call you a racist.
Well, the fly in that ointment is mostly Biden has been spending money on minorities by throwing them in prison. He wrote Clinton's crime bill, so, you know, not all spending is good spending.
Agreed.
Even from the point of view of the recipient.
Agreed.
I would have been much happier if, you know, they'd given somebody a tax refund instead of throwing me in jail.
Interestingly, people in jail are turning down the vaccine. Even though they live in tight quarters, they're turning down the vaccine because they don't trust.
They're giving them a choice?
In many cases, yeah.
Wow.
They don't trust the government. What a surprise. Yeah. People in prison don't trust the government.
Well, I've heard that a lot of the people in the military aren't taking it either.
Right. Well, oh, yeah. They
like
live in the government.
Third of the military.
That's what I heard. Yeah. You know?
Both of those groups live literally in government housing. Why in the world would they trust them? They see it every day. They know how incompetent these boobs are.
603-283-6160. We'll tell you more about the old lady kicked out of the hospital for holding her husband's hand on the way here, and you can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about yet another horror story of people just trying to show appreciation, show affection, show love to their family members who might be in a horrible location like a nursing home. You know, just try to make somebody's life a little bit better. Try to help them remember the connections that they had if they're experiencing things like dementia or Alzheimer's. That's what they tried to do to a gentleman who is in a long-term care home in New Brunswick, according to CBC.ca. We're going to continue with that story coming up here in a moment. And also want to make sure you know that AnyPay 2.0 is here and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be pretty smooth. But some wallets just aren't ready for this impressive new technology. They do need to hear from you. These other wallets that need an upgrade, they need to hear from their users that that's something you actually want. So if you're a Coinomi user, Exodus, RelayX, or Bread Wallet user, there are instructions over at anypayinc.com/upgrade that will help you connect with the programmers of your favorite wallet so you can tell them, you know, that you like their wallet, but that it should be able to make payments. And that's one thing that I think would make a big difference. And if you want to learn about that, go to anypayinc.com. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark. So we're talking about a lady that tried to go visit her husband in a long-term care home. He was put
in. This was a hospital.
Thank you. Yes, that's right. Well, he was in a long-term care home, but
he had to go to the hospital, and then he's trying to get back.
His condition deteriorated quickly when visits were suspended early on in the pandemic. He was then transferred to the Moncton Hospital in the month of July. While the province was in the yellow phase of its pandemic recovery plan,
they're still kind of yellow. They're scared to death up there.
No doubt. And for much of the fall, Cravatton's 80-year-old mother and other family members were able to visit the hospital every day. She describes being able to see her dad as heart-lifting and said her parents would hold hands for hours. We could listen to music with him and just be really close to him, she said. Her father was moved to the fifth floor of the hospital after Christmas, and the family was surprised to find out rules for visitors had changed, even though the region remained in the so-called yellow phase. Quote, all of a sudden we couldn't hold his hand. We had to sit in a chair with an X marked on the floor that was 6 feet away.
Gotta be kidding.
And we were kind of like, wow, you know, this is really different. Cravatton said her mother, Lonnie, was escorted out of the hospital by security after a nurse caught her reaching out to hold her husband's hand shortly after the move to the fifth floor.
What are they afraid of? He's going to die? He's dying anyway.
I guess the theory would be that someone could infect him and then he would infect other people that were in the hospital or something like that.
It's
that'd be my guess.
Possible. I mean, they don't have American governors to, you know, force their nursing homes to take COVID patients. Right. God, it's I just don't understand why
it's so sick.
If I lived the way they wanted me to live, I would have no desire to stay alive.
I know.
So why bother?
I would also think that people who are visiting a elderly man in the hospital are on a regular basis are probably taking a great deal of cautionary steps in their own life because they don't want
to make sure to not infect him with something. Yeah.
And so the reward for those cautionary steps ought to be the ability to, touch your loved one.
Yeah.
How many people in America?
I don't think you should even have to ask for permission. I really don't think that that's an appropriate award. It's a basic human right.
Yeah, it's very. I mean, they're in a difficult position because the government's taken over health care in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So his health care is free, but it's the only health care available. Basically.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We used to have lots of people come across from Windsor to Michigan trying to get health care and pay cash
because
they couldn't get it in Canada.
But it was free
when they got it.
The story's about people who live in Canada, New Brunswick specifically. And they're trying to navigate this difficulty, which is, you know, you're taking this small group primate, and you're throwing them in this giant pre-planned system as though everything's going to go well, and, oh, sorry, you can't touch your loved one. And their other options are what exactly? Taking back their loved one and caring for him at the home. It's very difficult to take care of somebody who has dementia. Mm. I know I have a friend who's taking care of his dad right now, and he's doing it for the whopping sum of his Social Security check and his pension.
Wow.
So it's really awful, and, it's a tough situation. Basically, he gets out three times a week for jiu-jitsu.
She said most of the nurses in that unit were fantastic and very understanding, but there were a couple that were very into just following the rules, she said. And that's one of the things that this, crackdown pandemic situation has really brought out in people. It's really brought out the little Nazis, the ones who never really had. I mean, but nurses at least have some control. They've always had some control.
Have you seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? That was Nurse Ratchet.
Yes, yeah. The ones that aspire to be homeowners association board members when in their retirement.
Right. What I'm saying about the nurses, though, is nurses have always had some level of control over people's lives. Not so much the clerk at the convenience store. Not so much the person who's standing behind the counter of wherever it is that, you're going to go shopping. Now, all of a sudden, those people who might have always idolized the police or always, wanted to be in a role where they get to tell somebody what to do, now they got it, buddy. And they are ready to wield that power because they got the government backing them up.
My favorite
was going to be so disappointed when I walk in.
I was down in Florida where, people aren't entirely compliant on masks down in Florida. And we were going through the grocery checkout line in Publix. For those in the South, I'm sure you're very familiar. And a young lady, I'm going to guess in her mid-20s, perhaps on up to 30, somewhere in that vicinity, was particularly vigilant about her
employee.
Space. Yes, her employee.
Cashier.
And, she was, strangely talking to us about we're the last ones in line for here and make sure nobody else gets in and all that. And I'm like, don't worry, I gotcha. And, of course, somebody else got in line and I didn't notice them. And she's like, ah! The terrible thing has happened. See, the light's not on. It's not on. Mm-hmm. Just get in there. You're out. And then the lady who was in front of me just hands her money over, and she puts her hand past
the plexiglass.
She didn't slide it through the little hole in the plexiglass down at the bottom, where you're supposed to, as though it's bulletproof glass or something. Yeah. She handed it around, and the lady said, the cashier said, "This is my space. Don't put your hands in my space. This is my space here," and sort of indicated where the space was and what was hers. And it was very odd to watch. And the lady said, "Okay. And that was it. This is whatever.
I probably wouldn't trouble myself to respond to that either. I don't know. I would, because I can be a grumpy bastard. But
Florida's full of elderly people who have nothing better to do than complain to the manager. And I'm just surprised that that person was able to get away with whatever they were able to get away with for presumably some time.
603-283-6160 is our number. Have you been in a situation like this where you've been prevented from actually contacting a loved one? This is pretty sick stuff, and I'm sure this is not an uncommon situation out there. 603-283-6160. It's just this one happened to make the news. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A moment of silence is happening tonight to remember the 500,000 lives lost to coronavirus. The death toll just passed that grim milestone. White House spokesman Jen Psaki says President Biden will honor those who have lost their lives in the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak.
President Biden will order all flags on federal property to be lowered at half staff for the next 5 days.
The Supreme Court is rejecting a bid from former President Trump.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for a New York prosecutor to obtain President Trump's tax records. The High Court demanded tax records remain shielded from public disclosure. The subpoenas spanned documents from January 2011 to August 2019, including his tax records from accounting firm Mazars. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Trump issuing a statement blasting the decision Monday afternoon. USA Radio News. Two women dressed up as grannies in an attempt to get vaccinated in Florida. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has more on the story.
Two women have been cited by police with a warning for posing as elderly people to get COVID-19 vaccinations in Florida. They dressed up in costumes to appear older so that they could get vaccines. They were discovered after they'd already gotten their first shot. A few days ago, authorities in Orlando, Florida, apprehended the two women as they posed as senior citizens to get vaccinated. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the women, who are 35 and 45 years old, disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, and glasses. The sheriff's office released a video on Friday of the deputy confronting the two women.
You know what you have done? You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you.
Karen Adams Limbaugh, the widow of Rush Limbaugh, is planning a virtual memorial service for her late husband. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and our number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. How much more sick can the disconnection between human beings get? We're talking about an 80-year-old woman who was escorted out of a hospital in Canada because she wanted to hold hands with, specifically, her husband, who is elderly as well, and to the point where he's not really able to take care of himself, and he was transferred to the hospital after last year was already in a special care home, but then his condition got worse quickly after visits were suspended at the special care home. So they moved him to the hospital because he's worse off. And at least in the hospital, they were able to visit him again, and initially, for some number of months, were able to actually interact and touch and hug, and then some probably bureaucrat decided at some point in December to lock things down.
No more hand-holding.
Yep, and they put an X on the floor where they sat a seat, and then you can sit in that seat, and your loved one will be wheeled into the room and sat 6 feet away from you. According to the story here, we'll continue it here.
See, I don't know. I'm thinking more and more that we just need not to live around people like that, you know? The cowards and the non-cowards need to separate.
I agree.
And the cowardly people need to pick a place and go there and guard the borders very jealously and just leave the rest of us the hell alone.
That would be really nice. Yeah. But the control freaks will not be happy controlling control freaks. They must control...
No, they can control the cowards.
They will not be happy.
Oh, yeah.
They're only happy when they're controlling people who do not wish to be controlled.
You think so?
How else? It's not control if people want to do what you want them to do.
Run that by me again?
Well, you could just come up with random things for them to do.
I have to deal with... I've had to deal with regularly my town zoning and planning boards here in New Hampshire. And I have literally watched these people over and over again deal with some weeping person who simply wants to open a business.
Sure.
Or add some addition on their house for a loved one or a whole variety of things. And they just say no.
Those aren't people who don't want to be controlled.
Those are control freaks, right?
No. But you were saying they want to control the people who don't want to be controlled.
They sit there and they're content, if not happy. I don't know whether they're happy or not. They do not smile mercilessly and rub their hands together as they do it. But one must presume. I could not sit there and tell somebody who's crying about opening a business, a sandwich shop, and serving their fellow neighbors, oh, sorry, you just can't do that. They go through $15,000 worth of studies for these people who then say no again after all the hoops have been jumped through. I could not tell that person no. And I could not tell. I could not
sit
there while they cried.
In that role anyway.
That's because I'm not an a-hole. Okay,
right.
These people are a-holes, and a-holes are not happy unless they can make people's lives miserable. That's the point I'm trying to make.
So you're saying they're doing this out of sadism.
They are, okay, sadists. They're sadists.
Well,
fine.
They can be sadistic to each other.
They will not be happy.
I don't care if they're happy. Making them happy is not my concern. Making me happy is my concern.
That's what I'm telling you.
I will not be happy as long as these...
They will not go quietly.
Monsters are in my hair.
But the thing is,
they don't have to go quietly. They can make as much money as they want. I came into this world screaming like a banshee and covering somebody else's blood, and I don't mind going out the same way.
Mark, the thing that you said, though, which I disagree with, is that the control freaks want to control the people who don't want to be controlled.
Yes.
And honestly, I don't think you're right about that. What you're looking at in the case of the people who are begging and applying, these are people who believe in the system, okay? These are people who want to be obedient. They're going in and they're applying and they're begging for something. If they didn't want to be controlled, they'd just open the sandwich shop.
They will.
That's what they would do.
No, they
and
wouldn't. There's no way to do that.
That's
Ian.
What they would do.
It's not there's ways to do that.
Yeah,
not
you,
a peaceable
you throw the door open and you put the sign out and you let people know that you're open. That's what you do. If you don't want to be controlled,
then
you don't
control
beg for permission. You don't cry.
Cops.
I understand that. Okay, but here's an example for you of how the control freaks do not want to control those who don't want to be controlled. I've got video footage to prove it. Where I went in with Bonnie, we went down to the city of Keene. They'd sent a $60 collections notice. They'd sent a quote-unquote debt to a collections company, and the collections company sent a notice to the Shire Free Church saying, you owe the city of Keene $60. And my thought was, no, that's not true. It was supposedly based on a parking ticket that was unpaid. I'm like, if I ever got a parking ticket, I'd have challenged it.
Yeah, you're taking a trial immediately.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, something went wrong somewhere. Somebody didn't press a button to cancel a thing when I went to challenge the ticket. Either that or somebody took the ticket off my car and I didn't know, or the car I was driving.
Possibly.
In this case, the church's car. So went in and got this on video. The lady admits that they don't want to deal with us. They don't want to take us to court. They don't want to deal with fighting us. So they'd rather avoid it. And she was apologetic. She's like, I'll take care of it. Took care of it. Boom. Done deal. That $60 quote-unquote debt is gone. So there probably are some control freaks who really do get off on controlling those who don't wish to be controlled, but I think they just love to tell people what to do. It doesn't matter who they're telling what to do, and they do love compliance. They love it when people listen to them and do what they want, and the obedient do what they want.
So
I think there's a level of non-compliance where it stops being fun for them.
For the freaks.
I think we're past that. Officer Short got called out to arrest Capuzzo's ex-wife because she was trying to get into a homeless shelter, and she was failing, and they called the police on her. And there was an issue where the person running the homeless shelter, like, kicked Capuzzo's ex-wife's wife's dog. And the other woman was like, well, I'll tell you what, you don't press charges against my wife and I won't press charges against you because this is a service animal and they're federally protected. And there continued to be some debate about it, and the cop was just like, you know, you should take that deal because I will arrest you for kicking this dog. Alicia was still around the corner, and her wife was like, well, if you do end up arresting me, I'm gonna go get nobody. And Short was like, yeah, that's trouble you don't want, lady. You don't want to deal with this guy.
Right. So I would agree that if you are sufficiently irascible, and by all means, the two of you are, that yes, the sadists want weaker victims.
And this is exactly
But I don't think it works in every system. Like, there's instances where it may work, and I would think that it probably doesn't work even regularly.
It works the more of us there are. And the more of us there are who are, as you described, irascible, the more of us who refuse to obey, the more of us who are not the cowards that come together, and this comes back to what you were talking about, where these people need to separate. The people who love being told what to do, they want to double and triple mask themselves, single mask, whatever, they just feel so obedient, they feel like they're helping. They need to move to the same place, like Massachusetts or New York or some other statist hellhole, and then the people that love liberty need to get together in the same place. But the problem is, some of the people who love liberty also apparently love to be told what to do by doctors. So there's another sort of schism going on within the liberty movement.
Well, I mean, you can care about liberty and be scared of anything, including your own shadow, if you want to.
I want to do what doctors say. However, I want my doctors to reveal to me why they say things.
Well, there's difference of opinions when it comes to these doctors.
There absolutely are, and this is one of the things that I sort of wonder. Like, what exactly is the mask for? Because no one really will tell me. Like, what's it for? Is it just to get the spit when it flies, the little bits of spittle that fly out of my mouth?
That's what they say.
Well, that's one of the things they say when they say it, but most of the time they're just like, wear the mask, it helps. Don't you want to help? You don't look like a helper if you're not wearing a mask.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. I do want to say thank you to Paza, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Paza helping us with the AMP program, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country. And that is a good plan, and it only costs you $5 a month. And you get some cool perks, you get some benefits for doing that. So thank you to Paza. You can join, as he has done, over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Just a couple more points here from this story out of Canada with the elderly man in a hospital in Moncton, where his wife, who is 80 years old, she was kicked out, escorted out by security because she wanted to hold hands with her husband, which she'd been allowed to do previously, but then somebody somewhere changed a rule. And so the little Nazis in the hospital decided that they were going to enforce this rule on this lady.
Canada. Oh, Canada.
This could happen to
Canada's getting evil. They used to be so cheerful up there.
Well, remember it was the UK, I believe, where there was a video earlier in 2020 of the funeral home, or was that Australia? Anyway, some British speaking place. there was a funeral home where an old woman was sitting 6 feet away from what appeared to be like her son or something like that. Her deceased husband had died. No, her husband had died, and her sons were sitting, you know, 6 feet away from her in this funeral home, and there's surveillance footage that you would be seeing of this. And so one of them and then the other one moves their chairs over towards her because, you know, she's obviously upset.
She's aggrieved.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough time. And so they wanted to comfort their mother, and then some goon from the security squad or whatever at the funeral home comes over and tells them they have to move away from her, from their own mother, in this funeral home. And so it's just the same level of crap here. And now it's in Canada. This lady's father was moved to the fifth floor of the hospital, and then all of a sudden the rules changed. All of a sudden we couldn't hold his hand, they say. We had to sit in a chair with an X marked on the floor that was 6 feet away. They said that
I'm surprised they wouldn't even offer the opportunity to wear rubber gloves and hold hands. I'm not saying that I support that. I'm just surprised.
I don't think it was about the touching. It was about getting close. Yeah. Right.
Well, I think we've gotten too civilized. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a time when Americans were basically barbarians, and if you did that to somebody, they'd bitch smack you. And, you know, it kept people from doing stupid things like that nearly as much. I think we need to bitch smack people more.
They've been married for 60 years. It's very hard for my mother not to hold his hand, not to go up close to him, to touch him, especially since that's our only form of communication. So if you're just tuning in, this guy cannot speak at this point. And so,
got dementia.
Yeah, he's pretty messed up. When the nurse asked her mother to return to her chair 2 meters away, she did. But Gravatin said two security guards were still called and escorted her out of the hospital. Quote, she's crying her eyes out because this is really embarrassing for her, and she feels like she's done something wrong. She's now a criminal, is how she feels. She said a hospital employee who screens visitors saw what was happening and handed her mother a card suggesting she contact the patient advocate. One of the security guards apologized and told her mother, quote, I'm just doing my job. I don't
That's
necessarily...
what they said at Nuremberg, too. That's what they did. That's what the Nazis said at Nuremberg. And I'm so sick of people in power using this particular excuse and it being accepted by people.
Well, it happens if you don't hang people at Nuremberg once in a while. You got to hang them by the neck until dead once in a while.
I don't know what else to say.
Hasn't stopped anything. I mean, these cops say this stuff all the time. This is hospital security using the same line here. And he said that he was sorry, but he's doing his job.
I just wonder to myself, I mean, especially in a place like Canada, if a hospital security guard said, I was unwilling to escort out an 80-year-old woman who is holding her already dying husband's hand, what do you want to do about it? Like, I mean, you know, this is the sort of place, I'm just imagining that it's hard to fire people. I don't know about, you know, Canada seems more of a sort of status place to me in many ways. It is higher on the freedom charts than the United States. But
that's for economic freedom.
It is. Cato and Heritage Foundation say so.
But we're not talking about economic freedom here. We're talking about social.
I mean, you couldn't fire a cop for that. If a cop said... Well, I just decided I wasn't. I was using my discretion, decided not to escort her out.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you the cop would not be fired.
That's right.
So would the security guard be fired? I tend to think not.
Well, so even if he would, who cares? Have some balls.
Yeah, go get another job.
Go find a job. Go find a job where you don't have to do that sort of thing.
Right, if that story gets blown up in the news, because if a security guard were fired for not taking an 80-year-old woman away from her elderly husband, that could be the news story. Instead
Better
of,
go fund me. You'll probably make as much as you make in a year.
That's what I'm saying. If he were to get publicized for what he did, which would be doing the right thing, in that circumstance, he'd have no shortage of job offers or GoFundMes or whatever.
I'm not sure. So think about this for a second. The sort of it's the things that happen that GoFundMes the GoFundMe likes, not the things that don't happen.
Plus, so, GoFundMe is also pretty status, so they probably take you down.
The lady who had been going every single day to be able to see her husband continued to go every single day to see her husband. Nothing really markedly changed if the security guard did the right thing. However,
I'm saying if you were fired for doing the right thing,
that would be something changing.
Yeah. That's what
probably.
The news would be.
Yeah, probably.
Instead of the news being 80-year-old woman separated from her husband, the news would be security guard fired because he wouldn't separate the 80-year-old woman from the husband. You better believe people are going to get behind that guy in that situation.
Yeah, I'd send him $50.
There you go. 603-283-6160 is the number here. So they said, you should talk to the patient advocate. That's what they tell her on the way out the doors. We know this is hard, but call the patient advocate. Well, according to the story here, people kept telling her, quote, you're not the only one going through this situation, as though that's supposed to help.
Well, it does help in that those are possible allies. Those are people that you can join up with.
Yeah, you don't know who they are.
Find out.
How do you do that?
I look for crying people coming out the door of the hospital. You know,
yeah.
When people say, you're not the only one going through this, say, oh, really? Who else do you know that has had similar situations? I'd like to reach out to those people.
A spokesperson for Horizon Health did not answer specific questions from CBC about the case, including the day the lady was escorted out. Quote, essentially, there are no visitors allowed during the orange phase, with few exceptions. The senior communications advisor, Chris
McCabe. It's the orange man. That's what it is. Orange man bad.
She said, the Minister of Health, Dorothy Shepherd, said, it's a difficult situation for many families. Quote, we've all received many pleas to allow visitation, and we in no way want to bear this hardship on families, but the fact is that the risk is extremely high to open up visitation.
Do they really know what the risk is? Because I don't think they do. I don't think there's any documentation, any studies.
Look, there's a color here, sir. Right. It's orange.
Right. We got somebody whose butt is on the line if they allow freedom, so they didn't allow freedom. What a surprise.
These will be conversations that will be ongoing. They will be assessed on an ongoing basis. And if changes can be made, we'll be the first to jump at it. But it's about managing the risk to our most vulnerable.
Who's the most vulnerable here? I mean, this guy's dying.
The old guy is going to die anyway.
Right.
Right. Don't worry. They'll assess this on an ongoing basis. And as that's ongoing, he and other men and women in this
are ongoing to their ultimate destiny.
Yeah, they're going to die. Cravatton is hopeful her father will be transferred to a nursing home soon and her mother will be able to visit him again. In the meantime, she worries like people like her dad are being falling through the cracks. She says there's an exception made for palliative patients, which there should be, so I just think that maybe there needs to be a look at other possible exceptions as well. Sad story.
Of course, he could go into hospice if he wanted to, I guess. That's palliative care. They call hospice care.
Right. He doesn't want to go into hospice because he doesn't want anything. Right. He's unable to communicate that. So, maybe the family does need to look at hospice as a possibility. But and the thing is that hospice, you have to sort of be declared that. And this is one of the problems with handing over medical care to the government entirely is they decide. They're going to decide who's deserving of hospice and who needs that care.
That's right.
And who doesn't. So they're going to maybe move him to a nursing home, and maybe they'll get to talk to him, maybe they won't.
If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
The king decides how the serfs are treated. The serfs don't decide how the serfs are treated.
That's why you got to decapitate those kings sometimes. It helps.
There's more coming up here. We've got time for you. If you want to join us, hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.